May Day could be thought of as a holiday suffering from an identity crisis. The Romans celebrated Flora, the flower goddess, around the 1st of May. The Celts built bonfires. Women in parts of Europe still wash their faces with the morning dew. There are May poles and May baskets. Throughout the world, music is part of May Day celebrations. And here to help us spin the globe and a few tunes in preparation for May Day is annoying music man Jim Nader. Jim, thanks for being here. How are you doing?
Linda, once again, I feel like death eating a cracker when I'm here.
Oh, no.
But that's not because of you. It's an honor to speak to you, actually.
May Day is still observed as International Labor Day in many parts of the world. However, we celebrate Labor Day in September here in the United States.
Yes, and when you think of May Day, May 1st is Mother Jones' birthday. She, of course, was the great labor organizer, a fiery agitator for the union rights of coal workers. And I thought, what did Mother Jones have going on?
Yeah, this is Jones.
Somehow, I don't think this is the right mother.
She ended many a strike with that voice.
Mrs. Jones!
Who was that?
That's the Sunshine Girls. And, it was sent to me by a listener, and we're very grateful to him for that.
Now, Jim, a man with your musical appetite, should I say, must be very excited about all the international possibilities of May Day.
Yes, my intern has been doing research for weeks on this, and I just gave him the subject yesterday, but we've got a lot of things in. This actually is Vappu. It's the eve of May Day.
That's a Finnish holiday.
Yes. There's really no way to describe it except that anything goes. If it's not indecent or criminal, you can do it. And May Day also, the ancient Romans had a procession where they carried out ceremonies honoring vegetation. So to tie this in, I thought, what better than the Vienna Vegetation Orchestra?
Wait a minute. What is that?
This is music played completely on vegetables and from time to time some kitchen utensils. It's from Vienna, and it's the Vienna Vegetable Orchestra.
Oh, my God.
And they have a new CD coming out in June, so I'll be sure to put you on the list for the first one.
I mean, name a vegetable. Carrots? Potatoes? What are we talking here?
Well, I think the Brussels sprouts are out of tune on this. They just take whatever can be found, and I thought it's quite calming.
Not to be outdone by the Finns, Germans take their May Day, Maitag, very seriously. Did you know that German farmers in Westphalia have been known to decorate their dunghills on May Day?
I did not know that.
In honor of those hardworking German farmers, we have a special song from our archives. Sing?
Sing. You will sing.
Carnival in Rio.
Now, what about birds? It comes as no surprise that birds figure into many celebrations of May Day. The Norwegians call May Day kukumas. An ancient Norwegian belief holds that the cuckoo's first call on kukumas can have meaning for the year to come. Bad things can happen if that first call comes from the north. I wonder, in your extensive research, have you discovered much about the role of birds on May Day?
Yes, and actually, from the south is where the calls are good news for us, and that's why we found and are going to play Herder's acclaimed pitch calls, and I think you'll agree that it bears nothing but good news.
You will never get a crow if you just blow air through your call like this. Growl as you blow it. Use your stomach muscles as he bellows to force the sound through your vocal cords and into the call. Your growl will vocally sound like this. Through your call, it will sound like this. Low hum produced by growling through your call will be audible on this recording, but not to the crows. Cup your hands like a megaphone around the call so that the tones will carry out well.
I think anyone would come when they heard that.
As he said, the crows will be able to distinguish, but humans cannot. And I think it sums up May Day perfectly.
Well, now, leaving all the international traditions aside, May Day is sort of, it's the beginning of the driving season. I mean, it's the time for all Americans to jump into their cars and go on vacation, or at least think about where they're going to go on vacation.
That really was the worst segue I've ever heard in a topic, and I've done some bad ones, but you're right, Linda. You think about...
We live to serve here.
You think about driving and the cost of gas or whatever, but when you're out on the road and the top is down, you can't feel any better than this.
Your friendly stranger in a black sedan, I won't you hop into my car? I've got peaches, Fanny, I'm a lovable man, and I can take you to a new star. Cause I'm your vehicle, baby, I'll take you anywhere you wanna go. I'm your vehicle woman, and by that I'm sure you know that I love you, need you, want you, gotta have you, child. Great God in heaven, you know I love.
That was, of course, the O. Henry Intermediate School No. 70 Stage Band. And thank God someone was there with a tape recorder.
Yes, thank God.
And with, you know, oil, one of the controversies in the war, whether it was motivation or, you know, prices or whatever, no one can argue, though, that oil does have its own history. And thank goodness the Exxon corporate singers brought this history to us.
Oil's been around for centuries, sure. Floating in springs, in lakes and the streams, the Indians used medicine cure, but never in the wildest of dreams did anyone think that black sticky stuff always in short supply would ever have power enough to gush its way to the sky.
When
this actually was President Bush's wedding song.
You can just about see that big oil rig in the background, can't you?
Actually, I can feel it all over me.
Well, I am thrilled to talk to you after all these years.
Thank you, Linda.
Jim Nader is host of The Annoying Music Show and producer of a few CDs by the same name. There's more annoying music on our website, npr.org. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer. I thought they were coming for a big finish there.
Oh, I'm sure your producers will figure out a way to do it.